From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. But often what the heart thinks about and feels comes from what one hears and is exposed to, from their thoughts. So what was the music you listened to on the way here? What do the words of the songs say that you woke up to this morning? What are the words and meanings of the songs in your playlist? What are the stories about in your saved My List on Netflix or Prime Video or YouTube? What are the lyrics to the songs that you love talk about? What do they mean? What are the shows and movies and books and stories and places that you go to on weekend nights? What do they promote? What do they celebrate? What are they about? If we think carefully about all the things that are coming into us as we hear and look and listen and experience, we might realize that much of it is the complete opposite, celebrating what we're doing here now, the complete opposite of what we're about to profess we believe, the antithesis to everything that is Christ-like. Naturally, we can say, well, that's them, it's not me. I just like the music. I don't listen to the words. Or I like the drinks they serve, not what happens when I go to that bar or club or dance, whatever. I remember when I was a kid, I had friends that were not how I should be, and certainly not how my mom wanted me to be. And she would say, much to my annoyance, tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are. It made me mad every time. And I would tell her, that's them, it's not me. I'm my own person. I can make my own decisions. I don't have to agree with them. If everyone has to be just like Jesus, I won't have any friends. And I'd always argue and insist that I can still be friends with them and not do what they do. But over time, and from experience looking back, it was inevitable. The more time I spent with certain people, the more I became like them. The more time I spent in certain places, the more I thought like them and lived like them and behaved like them. You know, our culture and our country is always looking for the next latest fad in diet. We radically change how we eat to get down to a certain weight point or muscle mass that we're looking for. And then we inevitably go back to eating and exercising or not how we used to. I've personally never found that diets work because it's an unsustainable form of living that when we reach our desired goal, we have no way of sustaining it because we just go back to how we used to eat and exercise or not. I've always found that if I replace one bad thing with something a little bit better, that is something sustainable that I can keep doing for the rest of my life. Making little changes about things that are important so that in the long run, it's a way of life and not a radical change that's unsustainable. These little minute, small changes in life, switching, for example, I love to eat candy, gummies are my weakness, and when I would study, I always had this need to chew something. So I switched from candy and gummies and junk food to nuts of all kinds, spicy, salty, whatever. It's not a perfect exchange, but it's certainly healthier. Switching from one thing to another, little by little, in many different things, can make a huge difference that changes our life. Just as it's true for dieting and food and what we consume, it's also true with how we live. What if I switched this artist and musician for someone who sings about the things that matter to me and that are meaningful to my life and that are resonant with what Christ teaches and what I believe? What if I switched this TV app for formed.org, which my parish provides me for free, filled with all kinds of movies and talks and instructional videos and cartoons and beautiful inspirational lives of the saints? Just switching one TV series for another, one kind of movie for another. Making these small little changes will make all the difference in the long run. Coming to Mass 15 minutes early to pray, to read the scriptures ahead of time that we're about to hear in Mass, which is right in front of you in the pockets behind the pew in front of you. Staying for a few moments to give thanks to God. Waiting to talk when we go outside the church rather than inside it. listening to music that prepares our hearts to encounter Jesus on the way here, than something that celebrates everything Jesus condemns as sinful, enslaving, evil, and destructive. Little changes make all the difference. You know, it's much easier to fix other people than it is ourselves, right? Anyone who has tried in recovery or tried to help others oftentimes find it much easier to fix what's wrong with them than we do to fix what's wrong with us. And the scriptures today tell us that as we make these small changes in our lives to improve our way of being overall, we must be harsh with ourselves and generous with others. That's ultimately the message of the gospel today. It's much easier to recognize the faults in others than our own. Therapists will say that the thing that we hate most about other people is oftentimes the thing that we hate most about ourselves. But we don't want to see it. We don't want to acknowledge it. We don't want to change it. So we'll attack everything that's wrong about other people. It's easy to see the splinter in their eye when we ignore the beam in our own. This teaching is not Jesus giving us permission to say nothing to a friend or family member who is hurting themselves, as can oftentimes be the case, and I've heard many a time. Who am I to judge that they're doing something wrong? I have my own problems. Yes, but you know they're hurting themselves or hurting others. And out of love, you are your brother's keeper. Tell them, lovingly, privately, but tell them. And pray to God that you would recognize your own faults and failings and hear them out just as well, even if they react by becoming defensive and attack you in response. The truth will resonate when it's true if we're honest with ourselves and humble before God. Ultimately, a good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good fruit, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil, for from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what's in your heart? What are you allowing in? What is forming your heart and your mind? What's filling your heart and your mind with thoughts, feelings, and ideas? Do you need to make a change? It doesn't have to be something completely radical, but changing one group of friends for another who behave how you want to be, not how you don't, changing one TV app for another, one unhealthy thing for a healthier thing, can make all the difference in the long run. At the end of the day, what fruit will we produce? That will depend on what we allow into our hearts and our minds, not just for 1 hour on Sunday, but every hour throughout the week leading to this moment now.